This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The freeze in the U.S. state of Texas entered a sixth day on Thursday as the largest energy-producing state in the United States grappled with massive refining outages and oil and gas problems that rippled beyond borders even into neighboring Mexico. The cold snap has killed at least 21 people and knocked out power to more than 4 million people in Texas, and it's not expected to let up until this weekend. The deep freeze has shut in about one-fifth of the nation's refining capacity and closed oil and natural gas production across the state. On Thursday, a Belarusian court sentenced two Belarusian journalists from Poland-based TV news channel Belsat to 2 years in prison. The two journalists had filmed protests against President Alexander Lukashenko. The two women were detained in an apartment in November from where they had been filming protests taking place over the death of a protester who was killed several days earlier. The Kremlin on Thursday said that a call by the European Court of Human Rights for Russia to free jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny amounted to meddling in its internal affairs and that Moscow viewed that as unacceptable. The Strasbourg-based court ruled on Wednesday that Russia should immediately free Navalny, whose arrest and jailing sparked anti-Kremlin protests in cities across the country. Japanese athlete-turned-politician Seiko Hashimoto has been chosen as president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee, replacing a man who resigned after setting off a furor with sexist remarks. For more on these and other stories making news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Malaysian court on Thursday ordered Rosma Mansor, the wife of former Prime Minister Najib Razak, to enter a defense in a corruption trial linked to a multi-million dollar project approved while the ex-premier was still in power. Dozens of graft charges were filed against the couple after Najib lost the 2018 election amid popular anger over alleged corruption and their opulent lifestyle after police raids revealed Rosma owned millions of dollars worth of jewelry and luxury handbags. The Kuala Lumpur High Court ruled that the prosecution had succeeded in proving sufficient grounds for the case to proceed. The couple has denied any wrongdoing, saying the charges are politically motivated. A Kabul University professor was killed when a car bomb hit his car in Afghanistan's capital on Thursday. Police officials said it was the first attack in days after a series of such incidents in recent weeks. The Islamic law professor was killed in Kabul along with another person, according to a police spokesman. The identity of the second individual killed was not immediately known, but media reports say he was a professor, too. An aide to Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha on Thursday filed a criminal complaint accusing an opposition lawmaker of insulting the king, a crime punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Thailand has seen a sharp increase in use of the lèse-majesté law since youth-led street protests last year broke a taboo by demanding reform of the powerful monarchy. A Lebanese court decided on Thursday to remove investigating judge Fadi Sawan from the Beirut port blast probe. The lawyer who represents around 1,400 victims of the explosion told media Judge Fadi Sawan had charged three ex-ministers and caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab with negligence over the huge explosion, the largest non-nuclear blast in history. It occurred on August 4th and further exacerbated strains on a country struggling with its worst crisis since the 1975 through 1990 civil war. And protesters demonstrated across Myanmar again on Thursday to denounce the February 1st military coup and arrest of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. For more on these stories, again, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.